This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A new proposal from Colorado Democrats would end a series of tax breaks for businesses to help pay for a new child tax credit. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, here's Lucas Brady Woods.
The move is in large part a response to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that President Donald Trump signed into law last year. The measure significantly reduced Colorado's tax revenue. That triggered a temporary pause in the state's Family Affordability Tax Credit, which provides up to $3,200 per child for families earning $95,000 a year or less. Now Democrats want to create a second similar credit to fill the gap. To pay for it, they'd roll back business tax breaks on the state level that were created or expanded by the federal legislation. They're also proposing several other tax code changes. One would block businesses from deducting the salaries of their highest paid employees, which they can currently do, up to $1 million.
Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A new group wants Colorado voters to weigh in this fall on whether the state should redraw its congressional maps in 2028. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Coloradans for a Level Playing Field has submitted three versions of ballot measure language that would essentially let the state redraw its congressional maps for the 2028 and 2030 elections before going back after the next census to an independent redistricting commission. Curtis Hubbard, a spokesperson for the group, says it's about responding to the gerrymandering taking place in Republican-controlled states.
We can sit back and do nothing, or we can take action to approve temporary maps that we think will help keep our elections on a level playing field.
Republicans blasted the proposal. GOP Representative Gabe Evans says the move isn't about fairness. It's a partisan power grab to protect Democrats' failing agenda. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Sunny and breezy ahead today for Denver. You are listening to CPR News, and it's 6, it's 8:06.